Most Supreme Court justices are libertarians in some sense, but what kind and for whom varies widely. We all believe we have rights to decide lots of things for ourselves, but what are the limits? The more conservative the justices and others are, the closer to the Tea Party, the only limits they recognize are force and fraud. Various conservative philosophers have been very plain about that. Regulations, almost all regulations, interfere with that freedom of action. People sign contracts every day that have draconian consequences for them, but, say the far right, you agreed to that. You signed a contract for which the only remedy is a stacked deck, arbitration in front of an arbitrator arranged by the company, and you have no right to unite with other people in the same situation to fight expensive battles together and share the costs. That's called a class action, and the court's conservatives forbid it in arbitration, won't allow the states to try to protect consumers from such restrictions on their rights. That protects the company's liberty. And, of course, you had the liberty not to sign if you read and understood the contract and had a realistic choice. You signed a mortgage with a lender, and it had all sorts of hidden costs, fees, rates, and traps that put a lot of people underwater and helped to build and then break the housing bubble, and with it, the economy. But tough. You signed, say the conservatives. Most states used to forbid usury, interest rates that no one could reasonably pay, but that piled up so quickly that bankruptcy was inevitable. Not anymore. The Supreme Court made sure states could no longer forbid usury. And where the conservatives on the Supreme Court couldn't block federal law, like the antitrust laws, which were intended to give us the benefit of competition and protect us from monopoly, they made it impossible to prove. There are an endless set of examples. The company gets the liberty, and you get the shaft. But when you get the shaft, that doesn't just affect the liberty that judges and legislatures say you have. Getting the shaft affects your real liberty, liberty to make wholesome life choices for yourselves and your families. Most of us think our liberty is limited by the effect on other people's liberty. Giving people the shaft deprives people, ourselves and lots of others, of our very real liberty. Most states tried to limit legal liberty to do things that harm others. There should be no liberty to foul the water we drink or the air we breathe. There should be no liberty to bury costs in fine print legalese or propose terms that the company knows will do damage. There should be no liberty to put people into unsafe working conditions when the company could have saved their lives, saved people from collapses and explosions in coal mines, oil rigs, and similar disasters. It doesn't matter that the workers agreed, signed a contract, took the job. The company knew, and we should be able to stop it. We, too, believe in liberty, but it's liberty bounded by what's good for everyone. We have a choice between freedom for those who have the money and power to exercise it, or freedom for everyone based on some realism about what's going to happen. Do we care? The protectors of corporate legal liberties on the court have a child's idea of liberty without responsibility. Children throwing tantrums at civilization have no place on the court.